around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Whip it.
What else can I do to get closer to you? We both are here tonight. Whip it, so let
it. The song's not called Whip It?
Whip it, baby.
Let it whip it all night. The Dazz Band. The Dazz Band, that's right. How are you guys doing?
Good yes, sir.
Morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. What's going on there, Hemi Jill?
Well, good morning, Greg and CQ and all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We got the fifth major, but some players are saying it's a little bit of an asterisk if you win this. I disagree. I think if you're qualified, you're qualified, and we'll play them as we get them. So let's go. But it is a funky time of year. We got spring in Arizona. We got hot days and cool nights and rainy days and cool nights, and it's just awesome. I love this time of year.
All right, let's say you are the best code writer in the world.
For like Morse code or computer code?
Computer code.
Okay, yeah?
And let's say you worked for Yahoo.
Yes, sir.
And there's this big tournament that
you're
Yahoo
going somewhere.
Has.
You're going this, somewhere.
Yahoo has this big coding tournament, major tournament every year, right?
Yeah.
But you leave and go to Google as their top code writer.
Yeah. Now I can't write code for Yahoo.
Why not?
Because I work for Google.
Right.
Google's sending me paychecks, baby.
Right.
You don't bite the hand what feeds you.
So if I'm playing in the Players' Championship last year,
yeah,
and I decide to go to another company, playing for the PGA Tour, and I decide to go to another company,
uh-huh,
and I'm the best player in the world, and I go to, let's say, LIV Golf as an example.
You take your talent somewhere else.
Now, because you're at a different company,
you can't go to the Christmas party at your old place.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would there be an asterisk? I heard this one radio show this morning, and he said, oh, there should be an asterisk. But really? Should there be an asterisk beside every golf tournament that's won that Tiger Woods doesn't play in?
No, I agree with you 100%. Let's say, okay, you're a member at Phoenix Country Club, and you go to Arizona Country Club. You can't go participate in the member at the fire at the Fire Club.
Right.
I totally agree with that. you know, an asterisk, you know, listen, a win's a win's a win's a win.
Right.
And for these guys, these knuckleheads come out and say, well, this would be an asterisk. You know, I just think that's ridiculous. Here's the thing. Let your clubs do the talking. My grandpa always used to say, if you got to tell them who you are, you aren't.
Right.
You know, just go do your thing. And right, whatever tournament you're playing in, win it. You've chosen the circuit to play on. And go forth and be successful.
Guys, me time, our listeners are asking, what's Morse code?
Yeah.
Right. So my next question is,
yes,
5 years ago,
uh-huh,
had you heard of Scottie Scheffler?
I had, because I'm a kind of a golf geek.
All right.
And I followed the collegiate game and kind of like on the Junior Walker Cups and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, he was a highly touted player at Texas.
5 years ago, had you heard of Wyndham Clark?
I had heard of him because of the NCAAs. He had a good NCAA run at Oregon, but most people had not. You are correct.
So every time there's an alleged star that leaves the PGA Tour, another star is born.
Absolutely.
Jake Knapp. Jake Knapp is getting more airtime. He's had more airtime in the first 3 months of the year than he's ever had in his entire career.
Love his golf swing, too.
Yeah. Also that personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is that golf is evolutionary.
Absolutely.
It's always evolving.
You know,
and you're always going to have guys that come and go. You're going to have, in 10 years,
right,
there will be different stars.
Yes.
Not because of LIV Golf or any other tour that starts, Because that's just the evolution of golf.
Right. Well, you know what they say, nature abhors a vacuum. Okay? So things always fill in. It's natural to do so. But, you know, the thing about it is, it's like Wally Uline said when Phil Mickelson left Titleist and when Tiger Woods left Titleist. He goes, Wally Uline firmly believed, and I think he's right on the money, no player is bigger than the brand.
Right.
And he wouldn't acquiesce to some of the demands of the stars that left Titleist. And it's just like the PGA Tour. You know, there is good golf, okay? And the Wyndham Clarks of the world, the Nick Taylors of the world, the Maverick McNeelys, the you know, Corey Connors, these young guys are coming up, and they are going to take their place. Now, when you say stars, well, okay, but really and truly, there's only been one star in the last 20 years in golf, and that's Tiger Woods.
Right.
You know, everybody else has been very
good.
What's that?
Phil was
I'd agree with that. You know,
he got the needle. He got another thing, so yeah.
The camera loves Jordan Spieth.
Yes.
The camera loves Justin Thomas. But I wouldn't necessarily be able to call them stars right now. I mean, they're good players. They're upper echelon players. But yeah, listen, everything, it evolves. Evolve or perish. Just ask the dinosaur.
Right, exactly. All right, with that said... Our little monologue.
Yeah.
Let's see, it wasn't a monologue because both of us were
saying it's a diatribe.
So, All right. So anyway, we'll get into last week's golf because there was tons of it last week. Compared to this week, we've got one event.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Shocked. There's just one event this week. Scottie Scheffler wins the API for, I believe, the second time.
Yep.
He wins the API, another signature event in Scottie's pocket. And... boy, I had some problems spelling last night, but at least I can phonetically see I've got it right. Anyway, he goes on to win, and here's what he had to say about all of a sudden his putter works.
I think it has a lot to do with patience. You know, I try not to be too hard on myself, and putting is something that I think in order to make putts, you got to release control, and that can be a very difficult thing when the ball's not going in the hole. So Teddy did a really good job of keeping me in a good headspace this week, and you know, hit a lot of good putts out there, and it was nice to see, you know, some reward for those good putts.
He hit, like, I think 12 out of 14 greens, I think, maybe in the last round. He hit, like, 14 out of 18 greens. And I'm going to tell you, folks, you go out and you hit 18 greens.
Right.
You aren't going to make every putt.
No, exactly.
And so what are you going to do? You're going to walk away from there saying, oh, I had a bad putting day? I mean, that's exactly what all of this media hype is. Scottie Scheffler's got it dead on. You know, you've just got to be able to go out there and just roll your rock. He said that he was putting so much emphasis and trying hard to make a perfect putting stroke. You can't make a perfect putting stroke. There is no such thing as a perfect putting stroke. You've got to choose your line. You've got to choose your speed. And you've just got to make sure that when the putter goes back and through, it's on that intended line. And, you know, for the most part, most putts are a crapshoot.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky if they go in.
Yeah.
Because you're lucky if you selected the right line.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, and that's the thing is, listen, Scottie Scheffler gets beat up for being a not a great putter.
Right.
And you know, there's very few people in this world, save for Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Ben Crenshaw, that seem to make everything they looked at.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, even those players didn't make every 10-foot, 12-foot, 15-foot putt. But, you know, you get hot.
Yep.
I have had rounds, you've had rounds, Greg, you more than I, where it looks like there's a trough going to the hole.
Yeah.
And you know all you got to do is get it rolling on that trough and you're going to make the putt. And you make those putts. And the next day you go out and your hands feel like bricks and you can't see a line to save your life. So, you know, putting is a streaky thing. Great putters are, you know, consistently better. But, yeah, I just think Scottie Scheffler gets beat up a lot. But talk about the best ball striker in the game.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Smokes. Would you ever teach anybody that swing? Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit the ball, and then I want you to shuffle your feet.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. And here's what he had to say about that.
I mean, that's a good question. I think I've put in a lot of work over the years to create a lot of different shots, and I think that's something that may help separate me from other players out here is the ability to work the ball and hit different types of shots. And that's something that we've worked very hard on over the years, and we work really hard on taking care of my body as well so that I can show up ready to play week in, week out. I think staying healthy out here is an underrated skill, and it's something that I put a lot of work into the gym, and it's something that's becoming more and more of a part of the game each year. You know, we see more and more guys in the trailer, in the recovery trailer, doing more work on their body. It seems like each year I come out here, there's more guys doing it.
Greg, you played basketball growing up. You played baseball, right?
Yep.
You played golf,
yep.
right?
Yep.
I'll never forget, and basketball, but your first game, you know, you were a little tight. I was a little nervous, standing up, taking that free throw or up to bat the first time, and you got the butterflies. But the more you do it, that's what, who said it? The great thing about freshmen, Bobby Knight said, the great thing about freshmen is they become sophomores, right?
Right.
So you're out there. The more you can relax, and if you talk to any sports psychologist, the more relaxed you are, the better you will perform.
Right.
And you know, Scottie Scheffler's done the work, and last week he was just more relaxed and putts went in the hole. When you hit it as close as Scottie Scheffler does, though, you're gonna make a lot of putts.
Odds are you're gonna make a lot of putts, and that's what everybody on tour. You ask any tour player, say, "Hey, who are you most afraid of right now out here on the PGA Tour?" They're gonna sit there and they're gonna say Scottie Scheffler, if he's putting, and if his putting even if he just putts average,
right?
Just average. If he were to take, let's say the average is around, let's say it's around 31 putts. If he was to take 28, 29 putts per round, he'd be lapping the field every week.
Well, let me give you.
It's just hard to maintain that kind of consistency all the time. You know, we talk about it. We said, you know, Rory, back when Rory was winning and hasn't won a major in 10 years now, why was he winning? Because he was putting so well. But when he didn't putt well, he didn't win.
Right.
There's a key to it. Putting is streaky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jordan Spieth. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a putter.
He makes from 25 feet, but he missed him from three.
Yeah, exactly.
But let me give you some stats on Scottie Scheffler last week.
All right.
Shots gained off the tee, number one. Shots gained around the green, number one. Shots gained putting, fifth. Greens in regulation, second. Putts per green in regulation, first at 1.58. So there's your whole story.
Exactly.
Total putts, he was tied for sixth. So.
All right, when we come back, we'll try to get back on the track, and we will finish our wrap-up of last week's golf. We've got to hear from some of the PGA Tour champions. We've got everything to talk about, and then we'll get in to start talking about the players going on down in Punta Vedra Beach, Florida. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Suns push for the playoffs.
Suns get it into Grayson Allen. He'll bring it across the timeline and dribble out the remaining seconds off of the board. And the Suns are going to win it. 107-96, the final score tonight in Charlotte.
The home of Phoenix Suns basketball. Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Ron Wolfley here. I'm here with the chairman of the Auction Indian Community and my good friend, Robert Miguel. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Soho. It's good to see you.
It's good seeing you. You've always been so positive. In what ways has the community impacted Maricopa and the state in a positive way?
Well, financially, we've been able to give back, and we want to help as much as we can because that's who we are as auction people.
You've been called small but mighty as a community. Your community continues to evolve. What do you see happening over the next 5 to 10 years?
Continued growth. We're going to see new roads, new buildings, new experiences. We want to continue to be more involved and continue to evolve overall, so we're seeing positive things.
What does it mean to you to be friends?
To give back, and we're here to support in every way possible to the great state of Arizona.
And this is exactly what we mean when we say
we all win with Auction. Find your perfect ring at the annual bridal event at Hyde Park Jewelers, Saturday, March 23rd and Sunday, March 24th. For 2 days only, receive 10% off diamonds and 25% off bridal jewelry, including engagement rings, anniversary, and wedding bands. We'll even have select rings at 75% off. You won't want to miss the incredible selection of diamonds and designer bridal jewelry. Make your appointment today for the bridal event online at HydeParkJewelers.com. The bridal event, March 23rd and 24th at Hyde Park Jewelers in the Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Average white band, AWB.
Thank you, baby. I'm back on track, Jack.
Sounds like we're going a little jazz-ish.
Yeah,
fusion.
Sort of. Yeah, there's a little funk.
We've got Fred Funk.
All right. They played the Puerto Rico Open, an opposite field event of the API last week. They played the Puerto Rico Open, where Bryce Garnett, who is playing on a past champions exemption to get into the tour event, goes out there and wins in a four-hole playoff over Eric Burns, who Eric Burns was playing on an injury or a medical exemption. And would have done wonders for him if he would have won. But he's in next week's Valspar, so that's all right. There's no problem with that. But Bryce Garnett is playing this week in the Players. Joe Durant wins the Coligard down there in Tucson. He holds off Stephen Elker, Kevin Sutherland, and Jerry Kelly to win. And here's what Joe Durant had to say when asked by Phil Blackmar about cancer and his win last Sunday in Tucson.
And you had your own scare last week with a little skin cancer. Did that put things in perspective a little bit for you this week?
Well, I tell you what really put things in perspective, and I'm sorry if I get emotional, but we lost my nephew, Lee Stewart, who was like my little brother last August to cancer. And I was thinking about him all day today, and I just wanted to make him proud.
Well, you certainly did that. It was a tremendous round of golf.
So even 50-plus-year-olds get emotional.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to tell you right now, 50-plus-year-olds get emotional a lot easier. Yeah,
isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
No doubt about it. Well, it is interesting that the event went on. They had excellent weather down there pretty much the whole week. And at the new golf course at La Paloma, looks like it was a huge success. On the Corn Ferry Tour at the Astara Chili Classic, Taylor Dickinson wins in a playoff there. And then after over 4,000 days, Mateo Manassero wins for the first time, winning the Johnson Workwear Open. I wonder if he got a year's supply of work
pants. Yeah,
exactly. They did play the Blue Bay LPGA, where Bailey Tardy fires a 65 in the final round to come from behind to win. And then at the Hong Kong exhibition on the Live Tour, the Crushers hold off Torque and Rippers. Abraham Anser holds off Paul Casey and Cam Smith in a one-hole playoff. All three shot 13 under par. And Abraham Anser shot two over par in his final round. So he was fortunate to be in there. Joaquin Neiman was out of the playoff by one shot. So that gives you a wrap on what we saw. And I've just got to tell you that there was absolutely zero mention of any LIV Golf that I heard last week.
Oh, well, I mean, as far as other broadcast entities or...
Or just in golf writings or anything other than on LIV's website,
right,
which is the worst website since the history of man.
There's one worse, I'm not going to say.
I think they need to go ahead and jump tours and find some better website writer. But anyway, that gives you a wrap-up of what went on last week in golf. There's a lot of golf going on this week.
It's just all in the same place.
It's just all in the same place. It is the Players, the 50th anniversary of the Players, and being the great trivial knowledge person that you are, who won the first Players?
The first, at Sawgrass?
No, the first Players. 50 years ago.
Well, I want to say Jack Nicklaus.
Well, that would be correct. Yeah, stop you there.
But Jerry Pate won the first edition of the Players at Sawgrass.
Correct.
Jumped in the water.
And boy, oh boy, do I have a bunch of fun facts about that. I've got all 50 Players Championships with me today to talk about some of the fun facts about what went on there. But anyway, Wyndham Clark is your leader. He's got a four-shot lead. Fired a little 65-65. It's amazing for this golf course. First of all, Bay Hill is way harder than TPC Sawgrass, as it appears scoring-wise. But he shoots 65-65 to take a four-shot lead over Xander Schauffele and Nick Taylor, your WM Phoenix Open champion. And it's amazing what Wyndham Clark just flipping turned it on his back nine yesterday. It was a record-setting back nine yesterday with a little 29 action. Well, he shot
30.
Shot 30.
Yeah, I mean,
but his back nine was his front nine. The front nine shoots 30, makes all four, twos, threes, and fours. No fives on the scorecard on that one.
On the backside, he made a 5 on 14. Made it shoot 65 with a bogey.
Yeah, how about that? Here's what he had to say about his amazing back nine.
I mean, I'd like to play great every week. I've really looked at how Scotty has been playing this year and last year, and I use him as someone to try to keep up.
Let's start that over. Hang on.
All right.
That's pretty cool. I guess I've been breaking some records recently, which is pretty neat. But more than anything, I'm just super excited that I had a ho-hum front nine and then turned and really just got into a nice zone and felt really good on the greens and shot an awesome number. And I guess you guys could say what you want on that. I really don't know what it is. I'd like to play great every week. I've really looked at how Scotty has been playing this year and last year, and I use him as someone to try to keep up with, and he plays good every week. And so my thing is just try to be consistent. And with our schedule now too, it's you kind of only play big events, so that's part of it as well.
So I wonder what happened to playing in a minimum of 15 events on the tour.
Well, I think
it's
still there.
You still have to play in the 15 events, but you've got. You've got 10, what is it, 10, 8? You've got 8 signature events. You've got 8 signature events, 4 majors. So you really only have to play in 3 more tournaments.
Right, exactly.
So you're only going to play in 15 tournaments. I mean,
you got to play in signature events, and then they move those around, but you'll always play Memorial.
Right.
You know, you'll always play.
Which, by the way, is a signature
event. I know, this year.
And it has a cut.
Yeah. But you're always going to play L.A., usually.
Yep.
You're also going to play the API. You mix in a couple of hometown events. You play your signature events and your majors. And your schedule is complete, right?
Right.
But again, I'm a little off topic here, but we talked about this before. The Greater Greensboro Opens, I know it doesn't exist anymore, but that elk of tournament is really going to suffer. And you talk about the rule of unintended consequences. You know, these smaller tour events are going to be basically Corn Ferry events.
Elevated Corn Ferry
events. Yeah, exactly. And so it's...
Well, the interesting part about that is, that's a great statement, is it allows for the media to have new stories.
Right.
Because new stories are going to come out of those second-tier events because those guys are playing to try and get into that Aeon 10 and that Final 5 to be able to get into those signature events. So I think it kind of creates a story of itself, and I think can be pretty good. It's just we've got to give it the whole year to play out and see what happens. But
there's been a lot of chatter from the guys who don't have super high status that have a card that can't get in a bunch of events because of the way they're put. Like, most of the guys, usually, if you were a new card recipient, you played in the Sony.
Right.
But because of the way the schedule's built and qualifying to get into those signature events, there was a lot of guys that could, that didn't get in at Sony that normally, you know, you'd say, wow, everybody should be playing, but they couldn't get in because the guys are playing, higher echelon players are trying to play their way into these signature events.
Right.
So it's having a real effect on the ecosystem.
It's, I think what we're going to see, first of all, I think when the signature event thing came out and all the play-in events, they said like 20% or 17% of the field would turn over every signature event.
Right.
It's actually running more closely to 24 to 25% of the players getting into these signature events are coming from playing in. So that's good. I mean, if you look at it, other than last week, Scottie Scheffler was the highest ranked player to win a PGA Tour event up to the API. And if you're betting, all the players that won the first seven events were out of 100 and they were 101 favored to win.
Right.
So it was all long shots that were winning until last week.
Yeah, betting, if you're betting golf, you're pretty creative. Or you're losing a lot, one of the two. But, you know, in this suicide pool that I do, you can only pick one player. So
there's who did you pick this week?
I picked JT, and he missed the cut.
You're not doing very good this week.
I'm middle of the pack at best.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, you look at it, and you're trying to save certain players for certain events. You think they've got a really good chance to win. But then on the Jake Knapp winning out of nowhere in Mexico is like, where in the heck? I mean, great player, don't get me wrong, but you're like, it's been a really interesting year to look at the leaderboard.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Players' Championship and a major controversy in the rules of golf that occurred with one Rory McIlroy. Oh, my gosh, the world's going to end. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports league.
Listen to every
Sun.
The green, he cans it from the left side.
Every Coyotes.
Cuts back between the circles. Backhander scores.
On the Arizona Sports app. The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Calling all golf fans. Join us March 28th through the 31st at Seville Golf and Country Club in Gilbert, Arizona as the best of the LPGA Tour returns to the Valley for the Ford Championship presented by KCC. Come out and watch the world's best players, including Nelly Korda, Celine Boutier, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko, compete to be crowned champion. Daily, weekly, and hospitality tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss the premier golf event of the year. Visit FordChampionship.com to buy tickets and learn more today.
What makes March so dramatic, so unpredictable, and so much fun? It's your bracket, of course. Tim Hovick here. Get your own college basketball tournament bracket this Monday in the Arizona Republic. Tell your family, your neighbors, your dog. Get the office pool going with my exclusive Santan Ford tournament bracket, printed just for you in this Monday's Arizona Republic newspaper. Pick up one or a couple of dozen. It's Bracketology, presented by Santan Ford.
America's favorite car show heads west with tons of cool cars, cool people, and good times. It's the Good Guys 14 Fintech Fuel Injection Spring Nationals presented by Grundy Insurance. And it's pulling in this weekend to Westworld of Scottsdale. Check out over 2,500 show cars, Arizona's largest swap meet, live music, fun stuff for the kids, and so much more. Check complete details at good-guys.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
For more than 45 years, Fulton Homes has delivered legendary Fulton quality to 30,000 families across the valley. Now, it's time you and your family experience it. The time is right, and your home has already been built. Our supply of homes offer many options in all of the Fulton Homes communities, like Barney Farms, Promenade, and Escalante. Stop wasting your time with no supply and multiple offers that leave you without a home and tons of frustration. Simplify your life and move into your home in as little as 30 days with everything in place, perfectly designed and landscaped with your family in mind. Or personalize your home by choosing many options including countertops, flooring, cabinets, appliances with a 90-day move-in. Your dream home is ready. Act now while Fulton Homes is offering below market mortgages. Visit FultonHomes.com for details. Your new home is waiting for you. FultonHomes.com. Fulton Homes. You're proud to own. We're proud to build.
Jungle Boogie.
Oh, Cool and the Gang, yeah. Well, the reason why I know this is Jungle Boogie is because it's off of one of the great soundtracks in Pulp Fiction.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We were talking about the Players' Championship and a quick little rundown of the leaderboard again. Wyndham Clark is your leader at 14 under par. Xander Schauffele sitting there at 10 under par along with Nick Taylor. And somehow or another, Xander Schauffele was, for the longest time, was one of the only players that was bogey-free until he made a double bogey on 11. So he really, technically, is still bogey-free.
Yeah, exactly.
He's only made one double bogey in 36 holes, but he does have that little blip on there. And he's going to be trying to chase down, along with Nick Taylor, your WM Phoenix Open winner. They're going to be trying to chase down Wyndham Clark. And here's what Xander Schauffele had to say about trying to chase him down this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you just said. All you're trying to do is get some pressure on someone. I mean, Wyndham's been playing incredible golf for quite a few months now. And, you know, he's got the power and the precision, and he's very confident right now. So it's important to be in that final group just to try and put some pressure on him and try and get going.
Matt Fitzpatrick and Maverick McNealy are at 9 under par. Matty Schmidt, Scotty Scheffler, Corey Connors, and Tom Hoagie are all sitting at 8 under. They're your top 10 guys. I'm going to tell you right now that this tournament is far from over.
Yeah.
Even with a four-shot lead, first of all, a four-shot lead can change in a blink of an eye at TPC Sawgrass. It could be after the first hole a two-shot lead. I mean, it's going to be fun to be able to watch over the weekend and see what transpires. But in all honesty, I don't think that anybody that is 7 under par or better is out of this event to be able to win over the next 2 days.
I agree with you completely. You know, at Sawgrass especially, there's so much water on the golf course. One mishit shot and all of a sudden you're looking at double bogey. You rinse one and you got a big number. But again, the person that wins the golf tournament is going to be the person that can persevere through that. And I think you're going to make a double as you go. You look at, like you just said, with Xander Schauffele. You know, he's bogey-free except for a double. But you know, the closing stretch at Sawgrass, just like at TPC Scottsdale, you know, so many fireworks can go off. You've got a very birdieable par 5, 16. You've got, depending on where the pin is, you know, the first two rounds, the pin was easy. You know that Sunday's going to be back right, as it always is. That can lead to fireworks. And then you gotta hit it over the water. And who was it? The Canadian guy, Adam Hadwin. You know, he got a break on Thursday, and the ball didn't go in the water. He's kind of standing on the railroad ties, whatever they call them these days. And he hit a shot into 18, just kind of hit a little hook, rolling hook. And that ball just kept going and going and going. And his second shot went in the water, and that's when he launched that 8-iron in the drink, too. But, yeah,
that was a bad aim. He yanked it. He didn't get his legs through far enough.
Exactly. Came right over it. Yep. But you look at it, so much stuff can happen. So, yeah, a four-shot lead, quite honestly, at the halfway point is nothing. You look at this year on tour, how many Friday round leaders have won the golf tournament? It's a pretty low percentage.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You look at Shane Lowry not Honda, but now it's the Cognizant.
Right.
You know, he looked like he was going to the final round with a couple shot leads. Should have won the golf tournament and loses.
Yeah.
So
at the Players Championship, there was a little controversy on Thursday with a ball drop. You've got Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and Victor Hovland playing together. They started on the back nine, and Rory had rolled one into the water on 18, and they pretty much figured out where to drop the ball there, even though it's pretty tough to figure out where your final crossing area was by the way the water line is. But then they get over to the seventh hole, and Rory rope hooks another one, water and a bunker on the left, and 8 minutes it took to be able to make a final decision. First of all, that's kind of false, because it took 4 minutes before a rules official even got over there to be able to help with the ruling. But Rory McIlroy sat there and dropped a ball, and social media lit up. How can he drop it there? The ball went in the water. It never crossed the hazard. People, you don't know from where you're looking. There was a fixed camera on the hole that caught the shot, and you saw the ball physically bounce. Now, when you see where that terrain was, if his ball would have been down inside the red penalty line, then the ball would have never bounced that high in the air with the angle of attack that it went into the ground.
It would have bounced dead left.
It would have just ricocheted dead left, absolutely.
And quite honestly, everybody's saying Victor Hovland and Jordan Spieth were, you know, questioning the drop. That's not what happened. Jordan Spieth went over after they were looking. He just wanted to make sure everything was right, and he was not questioning the drop at all. He was just confirming that the drop was correct, and he agreed that the drop was correct.
Yes.
Now, here's my question. Okay, we've got all this technology. We've got Shot Tracker. We've got all this stuff, and we have these guys out there called rules officials. Why doesn't the PGA Tour, like in the majors, they always have a walking rules official with each group?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't the PGA Tour station a rules official or a spotter at least on these holes that have water surrounding them or in play, so that they can make sure that the players take a correct drop?
Well, that was the interesting part about it, is that there was no volunteer on that hole, on that side of the fairway, to be able to exactly see where it would go in, which is unfortunate. And, you know, this kind of stuff happens every week.
Yeah.
And it happens to different players. But because it happened to Rory McIlroy, it's getting all this thing blown up. Jordan says, I thought it ended up in a good spot. I only walked over there because I thought he had dropped it, and he was questioning where he was dropping it. So I just was trying to make sure he didn't play it and that everyone was good. I was good with the spot he was choosing. So everybody's trying to make it that this big argument broke out between Victor Hovland and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy because they want to get clicks. They want clicks. It was none the case, and you can see it in the video. Jordan and Rory even said it. All Jordan was questioning was making sure that I was dropping it in the right spot. He was looking out for me.
Right, exactly.
to make sure I didn't do anything wrong.
And quite honestly, Jordan Spieth wasn't questioning it. He was just making sure that everything was good. And because what he didn't want to have happen is after the fact that it comes out it was an incorrect drop. The only reason why he went over there was because Rory McIlroy himself was not quite sure, and so he went to lend a pair of eyes and an opinion. But I do think it's just so funny. The media, and unfortunately I think we are part of that.
I refuse to admit, but oftentimes
they don't have all the facts. Johnson Wagner went out there and threw golf balls showing how the ball would bounce if it landed on the flat, if it landed on the angle, and pretty much proved that the drop was correctly taken. But this whole kerfuffle about Jordan Spieth and Victor Hovland being involved in a rules controversy, that was not the case.
And they made a big deal out of they didn't stop and talk to the media after the round. Well, they didn't stop and talk to the media after the round because they played like garbage and they wanted to get into the locker room. So I've got a question for you. And I'll define why I don't feel like I'm part of the media.
Because you know what you're talking about?
And I'm fair.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's a little questionable at times.
I was teeing you up on that one. That's the biggest difference is I see both sides and I form my opinion. I don't form my opinion to hope to get clicks or get emails from listeners telling me that you're an idiot, Greg.
Right.
Or, you're so negative. I never want this show to be ever negative. I want to be able to present it in a positive spin, but when there are important things to talk about that are either controversial or not positive, I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to take the Dustin Johnson and the Brooks Koepka approach. Have you heard them say anything derogatory against when they left the PGA Tour?
Exactly. They said we took our money and we went on.
That's exactly right. And that's the way. If the media would start doing more of that, I honestly think this world would get a lot better.
Well, Greg, there's an old saying in news media: if it bleeds, it leads. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I want to always give my opinion based on facts as I know them, but I also want to do my research so my facts are accurate. But if something negative needs to be covered, I'm ready to jump in with both feet and give the truth. It's not
right.
And the problem is it's like, okay, Fred, you're going to cover golf this week. Fred's never touched a golf club in his life.
Right.
And Fred's just kind of going off what everybody else says instead of giving his input in a knowledgeable way.
Right.
Well, part of the issue, guys, is we want to know more about these players in any sport, football, basketball, golf. And then when they answer the question the way we don't like it, we kill them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's part of the issue.
So this is the flagship event for the PGA Tour this as it is every year. It is the 50th edition. And Jay Monahan on Tuesday morning had his State of the Tour conversation, and obviously the top questions were, well, what's going on with the framework agreement? And we're going to hear from Jay, and we're going to hear from a player that still thinks that Jay still has a lot of work to do, and then we're going to hear from the GOAT.
Yeah.
All that coming up when we come back to Arizona's number one golf show for 34 years. We've been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. We bring it to you on Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2. If you think that you need to compete for a playoff spot next year, and you do, that needs to be the goal. If you think that's the case, then you need to back up your starting quarterback with somebody that could step in and not look overwhelmed. And Desmond Ridder, look, it's not like he was amazing in Atlanta, but he's played. And he's had some good games, and he's had some bad games. He's not going to be your starter. But he's somebody that if Kyler has to miss a game, you don't automatically lose.
Yeah.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, do you want to play golf in the golf shoe of champions? Well, that's what you're going to get from Athlons. That's exactly right. I've been wearing the Athlons Man of Mangrove Pros for the last several weeks, and I'm going to tell you, minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. The Athlons shoe, it puts your feet in a great position of stability on the ground when you're standing over the golf ball. It helps with power, stability. It's less wear and tear on your body. All of that is patented technology that Tim Markeson puts into the shoes. Trust me, I'm wearing them, and Jim is wearing them now, and that's after wearing another brand for decades. So come improve the performance of your game. Go to Athlons.com for all the info and order your own pair, or stop into their shop in Mesa. That's Athlons, Athlons.com today.
How would you like to save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure at the Schwartz Laser Eye Center? Yes, $1,000 off. I know many of you have at the very least thought about LASIK surgery. You would love to reduce or even eliminate your need for eyeglasses, contact lenses, and even readers. You just want to be able to see the way you used to see. Trust me, I get it. That was me. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Schwartz did LASIK surgery on my eyes 15 years ago when I was 42, and how my vision, even today, has never been better. I can honestly tell you, having been associated with the Schwartz Laser Eye Center for about 20 years, that he has never had an offer this good. $1,000 off your LASIK procedure when you book now through the end of March. This is truly a limited time offer, so take advantage and have that LASIK surgery done by the Team Eye Doctor of your Suns, D-backs, and Coyotes. Just text GAMBO to 62620. That's GAMBO to 62620 for this truly special offer, or go online at schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO. That's schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO.
And data rates may apply.
Tis the month of St. Paddy's Day, and here's a random related fact. Did you know that the odds of finding a lucky four-leaf clover are 1 in 10,000? I'd say that's pretty difficult. Fortunately, if you're a business owner or hiring manager, you don't need luck to find the top talent for your team. You need ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/40. And if your idea of a pot of gold is a room full of the most qualified candidates for your job, well, ZipRecruiter is the rainbow that's going to lead you there. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts showing you qualified candidates, and you can invite the best candidates you find to apply all from one place. So aren't you just a wee bit curious to see how ZipRecruiter can help you? Well, today's your lucky day, because you could try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/40. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. Once again, just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me what.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Brick House.
All hits from the 70s.
The funky flavor.
Funky Bunker.
Funky Bunker.
Commodores.
Commodores, yeah.
Ow, she's a brick. Ow.
I used to have some great moves, too.
Oh, yeah.
When I could move. All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. This is Player Championship Week, and the commish always sits down and gives the state of the union address for the PGA Tour, and this is what Jay Monahan had to say this week a little bit, talking about why he thinks he's still the right guy for the job.
Yeah, that's a question that you'll have to ask for players. I can't generalize as it relates to players, but clearly, given the responsibility I've been given by both boards, I have the support of our board, and I am the right person to lead us forward. I know that. I believe that in my heart, and I'm determined to do exactly that.
Pretty interesting that, first of all, a media person asking somebody a question about themselves. Right. What do you expect him to say? No, hell no, I'm not the right guy for this job. They just put me in here so I can make $500 million a year.
It's like being in a job interview. They say, what's your biggest weakness? Well, I'm late a lot. I'm irresponsible.
The question was, do you feel you have the player's trust? And he never answered the question. He did a lot of that on Tuesday. Not answering the question.
He did sidestep a lot. But
yes.
If I asked you, CQ, do you think you have the player's trust? How do you know?
Right.
You hope you do. You think you do. But for him to come out and say, yes, I do, might be disingenuous. And if he says, no, I don't, then why are you sitting in that chair?
Right. So,
It's a no-win situation.
Exactly. That's the question. Why is he sitting in that chair?
Well, I agree. I don't think Jay Monahan will be commissioner of the PGA Tour on January 1st, 2025.
I think it will be to his own accord, though. I think it will be him walking away for health reasons.
That's what they'll say.
Like that. Yeah.
That's what they'll say.
Exactly.
But I thought the best answer when somebody asked, what will the game look like if a deal with the Saudis is not concluded? Monahan said, quote, I guess I'll answer that question if a deal isn't concluded. So, the questions, again, supposition, what ifs, people's opinion of you, you can't answer those questions.
Did the PGA Tour collapse when Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Gary Player and Raymond Floyd and Greg Norman and Fred Couples and Tom Watson, when they all left the tour, did the PGA Tour collapse?
Absolutely not. And the thing about it, like I said earlier, like Wally Uline said, the brand is bigger than the players.
Right.
So I
don't know why the media think that if a deal doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. We now have we have all these stories. It's interesting. I heard somebody talking about that this radio show I was listening to this morning, talking about how the world rankings are only about the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. Well, for that person is uneducated because there are about 24 to 36 different tours that receive world golf rankings. LIV just happens to not because they don't meet the criteria. And until the criteria changes, they will not receive world golf ranking points. So for this individual to sit there and say that this is all about the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, no, it is not. There are several other tours out there that receive world golf ranking points. Now, do they get as many as the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour? No, they get what's in relation to what the strength of the field is in their event.
Best players.
Yeah.
It's I'm not a big fan of the world golf ranking system. I think the Sports Illustrated is better because you get more current events figuring more heavily, or more recent events figuring more heavily into the rankings. But it is what it is. And, you know, for some of you say it's only about the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, it's absolutely disingenuous. It's
we ought to start a ranking. We ought to start a, you know how they've got, like the UPI
right.
Rankings, and then they've got the AP rankings. I think we ought to start a GJ rankings.
Yes.
And open it up to the public to vote.
Right.
And we post those rankings every week. Can you imagine?
Well, the UPI went out with Morse code.
Right. Anyway,
but I'm just saying that let's see what the people say as to who the top, and just do 25 players.
Right.
Who are the top 25 players? And just let it be as ambiguous as possible, and I will guarantee you there will be zero consensus amongst those voters that vote on the top 25. So, anyway, Xander Schauffele, who is four shots back at the players, and who has had some pretty controversial things to say in recent times, dealing with the Ryder Cup, etc., but was asked as to whether he how he feels about the commissioner, and here's what he had to say.
I guess we'll start with the easy ones. Yeah, I mean, you know what I've said in the past on how I feel about it. Trust is something that's pretty tender. So words are words, and I'd say in my book he's got a long way to go. He could be the guy, but in my book he's got a long way to go to gain the trust of the membership. I'm sure he's got the support of the board since they were with him making some of those decisions. But for me personally, he's got quite a ways to go.
And here's what I think these players need to do. They need to just shut up and play golf.
Yep.
They have joined this membership. They've joined this membership of the PGA Tour. They signed off on abiding by the rules of what the PGA Tour has set forth. So just shut up and play. You know, I learned a long time ago to never complain about my work situation because I have complete control of myself.
Right.
And I can go and do whatever I want to do. But as long as I'm working for somebody, I've got to play by their rules. If I own it, I can make the rules and play the way I want. But in the meantime, I've got to play by the rules that are set forth by Taylor Morrison, my employer, by the way, out at Cantamia, a 55-plus community in Estrella Mountain Range. But at any rate, I've got to say that these guys need to just shut up and play golf.
Well, there's a guy named Andrew Carnegie who is the first kind of self-help guy, right? And he wrote a lot of books. One of the things I've taken from his writings is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. You can control yourself. Now, we've all been in situations, not all of us, but I assume most of us, been in situations where perhaps you don't trust your employer or your boss, okay? And it's difficult, but you still have to go and play by their rules. I'm very fortunate at A1 Golf Carts in Chandler, Arizona, the largest easy-go distributor west of the Mississippi. I'm in a very fortunate situation. I work with great people, and there's a lot of trust there, and it's all really good. But I've been in situations where you look at your boss or you look at the owner of the company or whatever, and you say, wow, you're an idiot. But unfortunately, their name is on the bottom of your paycheck, and you still have to play by their rules.
That's exactly
so right. I'm sorry, Xander, if you've lost trust in the commissioner, but go play golf. That's your job. Go play golf. You join this association voluntarily. Nobody's forcing you to do it. If you really don't trust it or don't like it, go find another place to play. Oh, LIV Tour.
Two things before we go to break, guys. It's Dale Carnegie.
Or Dale Carnegie, sorry.
Andrew Carnegie was the steel magnet.
Well, he said it too.
Also, I think the players should go on strike.
Well, don't worry. That's coming.
Yeah.
Unionization of the players is coming, folks. I'm going to tell you right now.
It came up. I said that. You guys, Jim looked at me with cross eyes. They should go on strike and start a new thing.
Here's the thing. If the players go on strike, there's going to be Corn Fairy guys that fill the void.
Absolutely.
Now, so but the thing about it is money talks.
But
so,
no eyeballs.
Right. But what I'm saying is you want your answer, follow the money. If let's say that Xander Schauffele and, you know, 25 of his tour buddies decided they don't want to play on the PGA Tour anymore, they're going to go start their own deal. They'd go broke.
Right. Exactly. All right, we come back. We will make the turn, and we will hear from the GOAT in what he thinks should be done to heal the tours, and then we'll have our weekly golf tip of the week and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. For 34 years, we've been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
The manager of the National League champs, Arizona Diamondbacks, Torrey Lovello. Torrey, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing today?
My brothers, how we doing? It's good to be back with you.
Here we go, Torrey.
It's been way too long.
Here we go. It's time to go. This is our first one of the year. You ready for this? Ready to roll up the sleeves, get to work?
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to what's about to happen, and especially my time with you guys.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports league.
When it comes to electric vehicles, SRP has solutions that can help you put savings in the fast lane. Whether you've already made the switch and purchased an EV, or you're still exploring your options, SRP has money-saving programs and rebates you can plug into that help make owning and saving with an EV easier than ever. Let's find an EV solution that works for you at srp.net/drive.
Wedding band, and this is for the lovers out there.
Ooh, gonna propose riding on a horse, wearing a tuxedo, shirtless of course. The Helzberg diamond will dazzle her eye, and she'll say yes.
But then she'll cry.
Now put your shirt back on, guys. For over 100 years, Helzberg has been customizing engagement rings of the
highest quality.
Plus, with Helzberg's transparent pricing, you know you're getting the best price. Find her ring at a Helzberg store near you or at Helzberg.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-300.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Making the turn, and that means that this hour, since the first hour wasn't, is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out this great offer for our clients, new clients. If you mention Bunker to Bunker, you will get $100 off your first month's program and a free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. All right, so the GOAT weighed in. They had him on the first tee at the Players as being the winner of the first Players Championship. It used to be called the Tournament Players Championship. Then it went to the Players Championship, and now it's just the Players. The name just keeps getting shorter. Next time, it'll just be the. So anyway, Jack Nicklaus weighed in on his thoughts about what he thinks needs to happen to heal the tours.
Well, that's pretty
your question. I don't. We've got a few issues we got to clean up right now. Once we get those issues come up, I would always like to see the best players in the world play together. And that's they do with the major championships right now to a certain degree. Few of the live players can go there, but not very many because only the ones that have qualified for them. But I like to see all the best players in the world play together. And they come together. And I think the PGA schedule is fantastic now. Being able to play your, I don't know what you call signature tournaments, but then and the tournaments that they're building, they're in between, which is the basis of the tour, are building new stars. They're bringing new names out, giving people the opportunity to move up into the rankings. I think the PGA structure is pretty darn good right now.
Boy, he nailed it.
Absolutely he did.
He nailed the part about, first of all, Jack, one thing, and he did mention it. He said the ones that are in the majors, that won majors are in. There are, I think it's 12 guys from LIV are playing in the major championships.
Right.
All right? That's 25% of their field.
Yep.
So I would say that's a pretty strong representation of some of the best players in the world. Beyond 12, can you tell me of any of the 13 through 54 spots of the players that play on LIV, how great they are?
Well, I guess you're not thinking about Anthony Kim. No, I kid. What I thought was interesting about what Jack Nicklaus said is, yes, we would all like to see the best players, and I think you're going to see all the best players in the majors because there's criteria to play your way in, even if you're on the LIV Tour. What I think is that keep in mind, folks, that there was a guy named Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and a bunch of other guys that said, hey, wait a second, we don't want to be part of the PGA of America anymore, and they started this thing called the PGA Tour. And what happened is it became the Touring Professionals organization, which I think was appropriate. I think that you're going to see with LIV Golf and whoever else is out there, because I think there's some other bodies trying to start a tour, you're going to see parity, and you're also going to see that, like I said before, nature abhors a vacuum. There are going to be players come along. You know, Wyndham Clark, these young players that were coming, and it happens every cycle, right?
Absolutely.
There was players after Nicklaus, and then this guy named Tiger Woods came along. And then there's another kind of, you know, drought. And for a while, we thought we had great players in Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. And they are great players. However, these people, the Jake Knapps of the world, are also really good.
Yep.
And there's kids that are coming out that we've never heard of, unless you're a golf junkie like I am, that you say, wow, where did this guy come from? Well, they're really good. You know, and it's just there's development coming along in all these junior programs and collegiate programs, even high school golf. You know, it used to be if you get five guys that could hold on to a golf club on your high school team, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
So it's going to evolve. Everything evolves. Just ask a dinosaur, like I said before.
All right, hey, Jim, real quick before we get to our caller, what time is it?
It is time for the highly informative, the always righteous golf tip of the week. Player's style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, which we've got a big announcement coming up when we speak with our caller. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. The prestige one gets from winning the Masters is very great indeed. As for the beauty, the course stands far superior to anything I have ever played. All right, this week's tip of the week is sit down.
Sit down.
All right, that was
double
a
rip.
Very unhealthy tear by CQ.
Very much so, yeah.
You can tell he's a little under the weather. It must be that microphone. Sarah Cazell or somebody, I think, had the same illness you have right now.
Yes, correct.
On the air. Anyway, Sitting down.
Sitting down.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really amazing when you watch these tour players. One of the things when I'm giving a golf lesson, it's very interesting to be able to see when a player swings the golf club back, as they take that golf club back and put it in the top of their backswing, I say, get the club to the top of your backswing. Their head raises up about 3 or 4 inches. Well, their head really doesn't raise up. Their body stands up. Now, what do you have to do to get back into position? You've got to squat back down to get back into the position you were. So now you don't only have backward force motion, you've got upward force motion. Now you've got to have downward force motion with the downswing and downward force motion with the body. That's way too much motion.
That's a lot of motion.
That's a lot of motion in the ocean, no doubt about it. So here's what I want you to do. When you make your backswing, first thing I want you to do is I want you to make a bad backswing by, when you make your backswing, I want you to raise your right hip up as high as you can get that right hip and feel how straight that right leg gets and feel how more upright you get. Don't swing at the ball. Just want you to make that backswing. Then what I want you to do the correct way, get set up over the golf ball. I want you to make your backswing, and I want you to feel like you're sitting down into a chair as you're making your backswing. I actually want you to feel like your butt is going down. It really isn't. It's allowing your hips to turn level, folks. I just, trust me, I know this from all of the years of giving golf lessons, that if you feel like you're just sitting down, because if you look at the way you're set up over the golf ball, you're tilted at the hips, all right? You've got a slight knee bend in your knees, set up and addressed over the golf ball. Your upper body is tilted over. So if you just turn and keep those hips in that same position, which it's going to have to feel like you're sitting down into a chair, you're going to remain a lot more level. Now you've taken some of the unnecessary motion out of your golf swing that's going to allow you now to allow your lower body to rotate out of the way so that the club can come back down on the proper path and make contact with the golf ball. So I want you to get used to feeling like you're sitting down when you're making your backswing, when you're playing golf. Do it on the practice tee. Get it perfected there before you go to the golf course. Otherwise, you're going to shoot a million. That, Jim, is your tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you. Okay, who said this? The prestige one gets from winning the Masters is very great indeed. As for the beauty of the course, stands far superior to anything I've ever played.
Well, I think that would be the holder of the record for most consecutive wins. That would be Lord Byron Nelson.
You didn't know that. You looked it up.
No, I did. I just CQ'd. Did I look anything
check
up?
Check his computer.
No.
That is correct. You have so much useless knowledge in your brain, it's unbelievable.
If you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it.
That's exactly right. Byron Nelson, your World Golf Hall of Famer, with 64 professional wins, 52 on the PGA Tour, 5 major wins, and the 37 and 42 Masters, the 40 and 45 PGA Championship, and the 1939 U.S. Open. All right, congratulations.
Hey,
Jim.
Greg, on your tip, I like your tip.
We got a phone call we got to get to.
Yeah, we got to get to our caller.
But if you look at good players, you never see their head go up.
Nope, never.
You see their head might go a little bit side to side.
Side to side. It has to. That's exactly right.
Yep.
All right, joining us right now with a very important announcement. And, folks, turn that volume up on that transistor, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to hear both of these announcements. Michael Henry joining us from MBH Marketing. Michael, what's happening?
Good morning, fellas. How is everyone? Except Carrie. Carrie, get better. You feel kind of sluggish.
Thank you.
you sound kind of sluggish.
Yes. Yes.
That would be the word. So the Spring Fling is coming up at Augusta Ranch, and we'll touch on that in a minute, because more pressing news is the huge thing we've got going on with the Fantasy Walk with the pros inside the ropes at the Ford Championship, coming up March 28th through the 31st. Michael, tell our listeners, what do they need to do to be able to participate to get a chance to win an inside the ropes or even win tickets to go see the tournament?
Yeah, you hit it. There's so much stuff coming up on Bunker to Bunker, and to be honest with you, one of the things I can just reinforce to everybody is get back in the habit, because we're going right into the thick of our tour season. We've got events coming up with partners, and you go to bunkergolf.com. But the thing you just mentioned is really the thing we want to communicate, is that we are once again doing something we've done repeatedly at a lot of the tour events, but we kind of kicked this off originally with LPGA, where we gave a couple of listeners and some of our Bunker Club members the opportunity to do something that's been unbelievably successful, and the people who have won these contests have just come back and raved about it, and which it is, what it is that you get a chance to potentially win an opportunity to take you and a guest, and you get to go walk inside the ropes on championship weekend at the LPGA event coming up, which is the new Ford Arizona Championship. And you mentioned the dates. It's coming up on actually the Pro-Am's on the 27th through the 31st. I know we're going to be participating in that. We're really looking forward to it. But the most important thing is for the listeners, it's really easy to enter. You're entering for, we have a whole slew of regular daily pass tickets, and believe me, these aren't freebies. These are, you know, money out of pocket otherwise, so you can get a free family four-pack, and as opposed to doing the call-ins, all you have to do is listening today, just go to bunkergolf.com and register, because you're going to have a pretty good shot of getting tickets to the 2024 LPGA Ford Arizona Championship. It's out at the Seville Country Club in Gilbert, and that's coming up in a couple weeks. So we'll be pulling tickets and winners on this next week. So if you're listening today, jump on bunkergolf.com and register. And then as opposed to in the past where we just sent one winner and a guest, we have two grand prize opportunities. So there's going to be two lucky winners who get to walk inside the ropes with the pros. You get full VIP hospitality. And trust me, Greg, you talk about it all the time on air. When you go out to see the ladies play, it's awesome. It's swings that you want to emulate. They're super supportive and really engage those winners when they go out and walk with the pros. It's not like you're just walking 100 yards behind them and walking like a spectator. No, you're inside the ropes actually walking with their group.
And on top of that, a special appearance by the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show will be in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. For those of you that want to be able to see and be able to laugh at Jim and I's golf games, show up there on Wednesday for the Pro-Am and watch us compete in the event. And should be pretty interesting. I'm halfway having to look for a caddy right now because my granddaughter is being inducted into the National Honor Society on the same day at 5 o'clock. That's why I was kind of asking what time we were playing, because if it's in the morning, I have a caddy. If it's in the afternoon, I might have to put it out on the World Wide Web to be able to seek a bunker listener caddy to be able to tote my sticks around the golf course.
Sack your bats.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so Michael, all of our listeners need to go to bunkergolf.com. You can join the Bunker Club, get $5 off, and you can... Really, you could enter to win that way, or you could just enter to win as a listener, correct?
That's exactly correct. We have the Bunker Golf Club, which we talk about throughout the year. And by the way, you can still get $5 off membership. And we're getting ready to go into our tour season, so a lot of people have been emailing me and calling. It's really easy. The Bunker Club information is there, too. But we opened this up to everybody.
Yep.
So if you're listening today, as opposed to just calling in, just go to bunkergolf.com. There's a register to win. You'll see the contest. It's the Bunker to Bunker Walk with the Pros Inside the Ropes contest. It's on the homepage. Just open up the registration, fill it out, and you have a pretty good chance to go into the event. And you may even be able to go walk with the pros on Sunday. But that's just, you know, the start of it. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And as you mentioned, we have right behind that, we just locked in and opened up registration for our first spring fling. It's actually our second annual spring fling,
Michael,
at Augusta Ranch.
We're up against it. We'll talk about it when we come back. We gotta pay some bills, Michael.
I'll hold on.
All right. This is the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show on Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Quickly and Marotta Mornings. sons. All of these things about we need to start doing this and we're aware of it. We just got to get better at that. 65 games into a season, those words become a little bit thick.
But is it really 65 games into a season? Because it's only 26 games with the big three.
Right, I get that. But for us, this journey is the journey. We haven't, as a basketball market, decided not to watch in the games that the big three haven't been there together. We've lived every moment of this. We've had to wear every moment of this.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, have you checked out Shady Rays yet? If not, what are you waiting for? They're changing the eyewear industry, no doubt about it. Shady Rays is the Bunker to Bunker's preferred polarized full UV protection eyewear that carries a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You break them, they replace them. You lose them, they replace them. Check out the new Green Wolf sunglasses. They're specifically for golf, and trust me, it's like watching high-def TV on the golf course. They are clear. They are sharp. They're unbelievably fantastic to be able to see every blade of grass on the golf course. And you know what? Denny Hamlin, who was in the race last week at PIR, he is now, along with Kyle Busch, partners up with Shady Rays and are sporting Shady Rays when they're not behind the wheel. So don't forget, check out the Bunker to Bunker special on our website, bunkergolf.com, for 30% off when you use the promo code B, the number 2B, either online at shadyrays.com or at Kierlin Commons store right there in Scottsdale. Come join the Shady Rays team today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Calling all golf fans. Join us March 28th through the 31st at Seville Golf and Country Club in Gilbert, Arizona, as the best of the LPGA Tour returns to the Valley for the Ford Championship, presented by KCC. Come out and watch the world's best players, including Nelly Korda, Celine Boutier, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko, compete to be crowned champion. Daily, weekly, and hospitality tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss the premier golf event of the year. Visit FordChampionship.com to buy tickets and learn more today.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Smith with Oliver Smith Jeweler. Dad, why do we sell so many pairs of diamond studs?
About 10 years ago, I started importing diamonds direct, cutting out the wholesaler, the middleman.
And you were able to drop the price?
Yeah, we dropped the price, but not the quality. We also started selling only GIA-certified diamond studs.
Why is that so important?
It's so important because our clients can compare prices. The GIA is the most highly respected certification service in the diamond industry. Clients appreciate transparency.
That is how you built such a great reputation.
Trust is so important.
If you are looking for a pair of diamond studs, look no further than Oliver Smith Jeweler.
Oliver Smith Jeweler, for the best deal on diamond studs, put us to the test.
Visit us at Gainey Ranch Scottsdale or at our new location in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall. Oliver Smith Jeweler, for diamond studs that will sparkle for generations to come.
Hit it.
You feel good?
James Brown.
Ain't so much bone, brother.
How could you have fun without James Brown? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want people to know you're in here.
All right, as we went to break, we were telling you about ways to be able to get involved, to go and walk inside the ropes at the LPGA Ford Championship coming up March 28th through the 31st. Also ways to be able to get tickets. We've got a bunch of tickets that we have the ability to give away, and we're doing it through online registration. So go on bunkergolf.com and sign up to be able to have a chance to win the VIP package, walking inside the ropes with a player on championship weekend, or just to be able to win tickets for the event. Go to bunkergolf.com. Now, after the Ford Championship is conducted, about a couple weeks later, we've got our spring fling kickoff at Augusta Ranch going on Saturday, April 13th. Michael, tell our listeners quickly about what the entry fee is and what they're going to get for that entry fee and how everything's going to work out there at Augusta Ranch.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. I'll make it quick because really go to bunkergolf.com. You can see both of the events, the LPGA contest, but also coming up, and I failed to mention, is that in that contest, the winners are not only going behind the scenes, but they're getting a brand new pair of Green Wolf Shady Rays sunglasses. And as you mentioned before the break, I mean, these things are killer, but we really appreciate Shady Rays because they've jumped on and become a great partner, not only in our contest. So the contest winners have a chance to get their hands on those, but they also have a chance to get their hands on them when they come to our bunker events, because our bunker tour is presented by Shady Rays. And one thing in your life for Shady Rays you need to kind of reinforce is that our listeners have been really supportive, and they're getting to take advantage of our special, which is 30% off if you go to the store or you go to online at Shady Rays and check out the new Kyle Busch shades that Kyle Busch is sporting these days. Pretty cool stuff. If you go to the website, I'm looking at it. They've got a brand new custom Kyle Busch set of sunglasses. So pretty cool. But just go bumper to bumper radio, or really it's B2B. Just put in the code B2B online or ask for the B2B code when you go into Shady Rays and you're getting 30% off. But coming up, we've got our spring event, which has really turned into one of our favorite, really fun events, because you know Kurt and Don Ray out at Augusta Ranch are awesome hosts, and we've just had a couple of really, really fun events out there. A lot of stuff's going on with it, but it's $105 per person, and it's a two-person scramble as always, and we've got a big lunch, awesome lunch there right outside their Top Tracer range, which is super cool. And we kick it off with that, with a lunch and then a warm-up. And then we tee off at 12:30. It's a little bit later tee time, so you can have your morning, get your day started, and come out and join us. So it's a 12:30 shotgun start. All the proceeds from our mulligan drawing are going to PGA Hope, which is super cool. We always have a charity for it. And you can't beat it, because by the time you get done playing the event, you've played the tournament, we've got tons of contests, we have a huge raffle, and you're getting a bounce-back round for another round at Augusta Ranch at a later time. So it's just a huge value, and actually, as you guys know, Augusta Ranch is a super fun track to play.
No doubt about it. Well, Michael, thanks for joining us. Our listeners, you need to go to bunkergolf.com if you want to find out. I mean, there's so much happening. We're in it. We are in season, folks. And it's time to make sure you stay in tune with everything going on. We're back with more golf right here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, after this.
Hollywood finds a new home.
Cardinals wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown signing with the Chiefs on a one-year deal reportedly worth up to $11 million.
A playoff contender with a really good quarterback to go in, have a really good year, and then get the multi-year deal after free agency.
Will Monty look to add depth to the receiver room before the draft? Keep up with the Cardinals in free agency on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Find your perfect ring at the annual bridal event at Hyde Park Jewelers, Saturday, March 23rd and Sunday, March 24th. For 2 days only, receive 10% off diamonds and 25% off bridal jewelry, including engagement rings, anniversary, and wedding bands. We'll even have select rings at 75% off. You won't want to miss the incredible selection of diamonds and designer bridal jewelry. Make your appointment today for the bridal event online at HydeParkJewelers.com. The bridal event, March 23rd and 24th at Hyde Park Jewelers in the Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Hey, the madness is great this month. Ford Truck Month is better. Yep, Paul Calvisi here. We wait all year for Ford Truck Month at our Desert Ford dealers. Just America's best-selling line of trucks for 47 years running. But right now, do not miss these amazing offers on the legendary legendary F-150 in the Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. And again, you know it's Ford Truck Month when we can get, check this out, 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus no charge, 72-month, 100,000-mile Ford Protect powertrain care when we buy a 2023 F-150 from our Desert Ford dealers. And on a 2023 F-150 Lightning Platinum, sleek and stealth, we can get 1.9% financing for 36 months, plus $12,500 cash back and no payments for 90 days when you buy a 2023 F-150 Lightning Platinum. But hurry, Ford Truck Month ends April 2nd. Click buyfordnow.com.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair growth is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair growth saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair growth today to feel and look your best. Just go to NewNordicUSA.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com.
And the Family Stone.
All of these had to be number one at one time.
Mostly, yes.
I would say pretty close, right? All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm sure we're playing some music that would sound like oldies to this next person joining us. She is an LPGA Tour star, playing a home game, basically, in her own backyard, even though she's a member at another club in the Valley, but is being sponsored by Ford, who is the main sponsor for the Ford Championship on the LPGA Tour coming up the 28th through the 31st of March. And that is Mina Haraguy. Mina, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, good to have you with us. It was nice for the LPGA Tour to take this week off so that we could have a visit. Let's start with your sponsor, Ford Motor Company. How in the world did that come about? Obviously, you have a wonderful playing record with winning the U.S. Women's Amateur Pub Links and winning the California Women's Amateur Championship about 4 years in a row.
Greg, can I interrupt? It's Santan Ford here locally.
And I understand that, but let's have Mina tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'd just like to thank you, Ford, for supporting the LPG Tour and coming on board as our main sponsor. Such a huge brand name like Ford to be supporting us is huge for the game. My friends at Santan Ford are the ones that have helped me for the last few years. And it came about, it was COVID actually, and my husband and I wanted to drive out to Illinois where he's from, because we didn't have anything to do here. You know, so might as well go to the Midwest, play some, you know, great Midwest summer golf. And we didn't want to fly and we didn't want to take our cars. And I just asked my agent, Alex, like, hey, do you have any connections with anyone that could, like, we just want to rent a car or just lease a car for a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. a very short period of time. And Tim Hovick, the owner of Ford, of Santan Ford, just happens to be a member at Superstition Mountain, where I'm a member at.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind enough to just be like, yeah, here's a car for the entire year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and then, you know, from then on, it was just every year, he's been supporting me, and it was so great, because at that time, I hadn't been playing well yet. So for him to just step up and, you know, sponsor me as the, out of the goodness of his heart was amazing.
Yeah, no.
What kind of car were you cruising in, or are you cruising in? Which model?
So every year I get a different one. My first one was a Ford Edge, and this year I have a powder blue Bronco Sport.
Oh, nice.
Powder blue.
Yes, yeah, so I love it.
Well, you know, the funny thing is,
you can see me coming.
When that Ford Bronco first came out back in the day, Jim.
Back in the day, I had one.
That powder blue was an awesome color back in the day. So they're bringing all these retro colors back and bringing back all these retro cars. That's cool.
Well, Mina, this is Jim, and I'm going to be in Pacific Grove, California, in the near future. Any good sushi restaurants there?
Yeah, there is one, pretty good one.
Well, let's give them a plug.
Yeah, my parents have had Takara Sushi Restaurant in Pacific Grove for the last 34 years.
Perfect. Nice.
That's pretty awesome from what I understand.
There you go. You want to give the address and phone number? we'll hook your parents up, no doubt about it. So anyway, what are you working on right now in getting ready for the Ford Championship coming up? You've got an event. Are you going to play in the Fur Hills Sari Pac Championship next week at Palos Verdes?
Yep, I'm going to start next week. I switched to a new coach this past off season, and it's been great working with him. And I've just been playing a lot the last couple of weeks. Played 27 holes like a few times the last couple of weeks because it's just been so much fun. But yeah, I've just been playing a lot.
Yeah, what do you work?
Who's the new coach? Oh.
Brett Lederer. He works with Lily Avu.
Okay, good.
And what are you working on right now to get ready for playing at Seville Country Club?
I mean, the main theme this year, this off season for me was just making my swing longer and smoother, and that actually took care of a couple other things in my swing. Mm. So, you know, you just got to hit a lot of fairways and greens and make as many shots as you can at Seville.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you nail it right there. I'm sure that was not an easy transition in trying to lengthen the golf swing, is it?
No, it wasn't. It was, it felt like it took forever to get to my new length of backswing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you'll be out in Palos Verdes next week. You'll be at the Ford Championship this week, or the week after, excuse me. And just in case, if they ask you who you want to play with, if you don't play with Tim Hovick in the Pro-Am, Jim Hill and I will be making a bunker-to-bunker appearance in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and would love to have you be one of our players, but I know you'll be busy playing with Tim Hovick. That's kind of the fix is in on that one, so to speak. But I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. A guy by the name of Jake Knapp a few weeks ago was on the bunker-to-bunker golf show, and he 2 weeks later won down in Mexico. That's right. And so there's a little thing called bunker karma. And now that you've been on with Bunker to Bunker and the tournament is 2 weeks away, bunker karma could be in Mina Harrigan's mirror.
I would gladly take the bunker karma.
It's a real thing. Trust me.
It is real, especially if you play with us on Wednesday.
Well, at least come find me and say hello.
Absolutely. We'll definitely do that. All right. Well, Mina, thanks for joining us. Just stay healthy and keep swinging that golf club. We'll look forward to seeing what you do next week in preparation for the Ford Championship presented by KCC at Seville Country Club, the 28th through the 31st.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mia. Good luck coming up, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You know, something real interesting. I don't know how I caught this or how this new newsletter started coming through my email.
Probably through Morse code.
But it could have been. But Dow announces Team Dow, the next generation, supporting promising female golfers.
Okay.
This is unbelievable. That the direction that the LPGA could go right now for securing corporate sponsors, because unbelievably, people are out there looking to be able to spend money.
Yeah.
And Dow Chemical, who has what used to be known as the Great Lakes Dow Invitational, and they've changed the name now to where it's going to be the Dow Championship, is supporting this four ladies. From the Epson Tour or LPGA Tour, and the first four are Alia Abdugani, Lockerbur Abey, Anita Awadia, and Gerline Cower are the four players that Dow is supporting this year, complete sponsorship, covering all their expenses for them to be out on the tours, because they see this as being the opportunity for helping these ladies be able to achieve their dreams in being able to get to the next level, the LPGA Tour. And not only that, they are mentoring these four ladies in media training and much, much more. So, I mean, it is so totally cool to see Dow getting behind the LPGA like they are, even in a bigger standpoint than what they are just sponsoring a tournament.
I was going to say, they sponsor a tournament already. They already have Maria Fossey, Catherine Kirk, Corey Pavin, and Suzanne Pedersen in their sponsorship fold. And they're very involved. I mean, they're involved in sustainable golf resources, and now mentoring players to get them out there on the LPGA Tour. So hats off to Dow.
That's quite a commitment.
Yeah, and so that's, it doesn't say how long, I think it's just this is 1 year that they're going to sponsor those. Then they'll sponsor four new ones next year. So hopefully it gets these ladies in a position to where at least they're making enough money out there on whatever respective tour they're on to be able to take care of themselves after that so that they can sponsor four new players for each year. Pretty remarkable. All right, when we come back, you know, we've been talking about doing Masters Memories for a couple weeks, and we've been trying to sneak them in. But this week, we're going to do Player Championship fun facts and memories. And then next week, we will start hot and heavy with the Masters Memories to bring you up to the Masters that's just 3 weeks away. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning. We're on the Arizona Sports app. We're on ArizonaSports.com. We're right here on 98.7. on your radio dial, and it is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Listen to every Sun.
Booker driving right wing. He's going to fade from three and knock
it down. My!
If he can make it there, he can make it anywhere.
Every Coyote
scores!
On the Arizona Sports app. The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, a couple weeks ago, I went out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia and played it, because if I'm going to endorse something, I want to make sure I'm saying what's right. And I can tell you, the Trilogy Golf Club of Vistancia, the 8 years that I was the director of golf there, the golf course has never been in better condition than what it is right now. And they are making a special out there for our Bunker listeners. If you go to BunkerGolf.com, you can play for $79 in the afternoon. Look, you can tee off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and have plenty of time to finish. We teed off at 10 minutes to 2 and finished in 3 hours and 45 minutes. So it's possible to be able to get done before dark if you tee off at 2 o'clock. I tell you, it's the best value in the valley. You will not go wrong with it. And then when you're done, stop into V's Tap Room and have one of the 16 microbrews on tap. And don't forget to have the world famous, in my opinion, world famous, and it is the best in the valley, wood-fired pepperoni pizza there is. Go check out the Trilogy Golf Club of Vistancia. It is the best in the West. Book your round today.
Hit by a drunk driver who chose to get behind the wheel? Hit by a reckless driver who didn't care about the safety of others. It starts an endless road of pain, uncertainty, and financial hardship. If you've been hit, it's time to hit back.
Call Berg Simpson for free now at 602-777-7000. BergSimpson.com. Good lawyers changing lives. It's not just a slogan. It's who we are.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. It is time for college basketball, and that means brackets. Register for the Dose Million Bracket Challenge now. Sign up at TwinPeaksBracketChallenge.com. Fill it all out before the tournament tips off March 21st, and you'll have a chance to win $2 million and more epic prizes, including a $50 gift card to the top bracket from each lodge. They've got great scenery and food at 5 convenient locations spread across the valley now, so never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Moving Team 6 proudly supports and hires veterans. Tim Lee, founder of Moving Team 6.
Growing up, entrepreneurship was key. That was always the dream, right? The American dream. I guess I instilled that in my boys. Everybody has a talent in some way, shape, or form. We added the moving company, and that's when I wanted them to come on board and let's blow this thing up.
My name is Gary Lee. I'm one of the owners at Moving Team 6. I would say my dad taught us, you know, hard work, dedication, and discipline, and never giving up. We try to instill, like, if you have these attributes, you're going to be successful at no matter what you do.
I'm JT Lee. I'm owner of Moving Team 6, too. When I interview guys that come into our office, we want to make you successful. That's why we go after our vets. I heard this ad about Moving Team 6. They take care of our vets. That's what we want. Go big. Sky's the limit. That's why I believe.
Built on ethics and service. MovingTeam6.com. Your move is our mission.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Health. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Get down tonight.
All right. We want to thank Mina Harrigan for joining us right there. And if you want to be able to hear her interview, make sure you go to BunkerGolf.com. Click on this week's radio show. CQ, when does it usually get posted?
I'd say by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday, what? You'll be able to hear any of the information that we have spewed out for the last hour and 48 minutes.
She was fun.
Yeah, Mina is really good. Been out there on the tour for several years and has had several top 20 finishes. So good for her, and we'll look forward to seeing her out there. And, folks, you want to make sure you go out there and support this event. It is going to be fantastic. We've said it time and time again. If you want to really have an enjoyable experience, go to one of the LPGA Tour events, because the ladies get it. They understand that without you, they are not doing what they're doing. So get out there and support it out at Seville Country Club. They're going to have shuttle buses that are going to get you in there. It's like a five-minute ride over to the golf course from where they're parking in Gilbert Park. And you just want to make it happen, no doubt about it. But anyway, they are playing the Players' Championship right now, and one of the things that is iconically known at the TPC Sawgrass is the 17th hole. And before we get into some of our great memories of this 50th anniversary, we want to hear from some of the players who are weighing in on some of what their thoughts are of the 17th hole.
People think about this championship and this golf course, they automatically think about the 17th here in the Island Green, and it's become one of the most iconic holes in golf because of that.
Your heart's obviously pumping a million miles an hour.
Very special, very unique, a lot of history, a lot of stress, a lot of nerves, a lot of focus.
I think if it was surrounded by grass and not water, it would probably be one of the simplest par threes that we play all year.
The contrast definitely jars into your head a little bit, and then with the wind swirl in and stuff like that, so even though it's such a short shot, it's definitely a lot to think about.
It's pretty wild when you get here in person. Sometimes when you're standing there in the practice round, you're like, how could people ever miss this green? And then you get up there and you start standing over your shot, and you're like, hey, wait a minute, like the wind's blowing off the right, like it's kind of firm now, and it's a lot harder in competition than it is in practice.
Well, the hole's pretty simple, right?
It is.
It's 100, it plays anywhere from 125 to 150 yards. For most players, it's a little wedge, maybe a 9-iron on the longer days.
Right.
But they're exactly right. You put all that water and you got all the stands, and then you start thinking about what the wind is doing.
What if you're in contention?
Right. And, you know, you just hit that little, give it that little nudge as you're coming through the ball, and that ball can go anywhere, and you got problems then.
You know, it's really funny. You've got probably a 50-foot wide green by 50-foot deep, probably more than that. And, I'm sorry, 50-yard wide by 50 deep.
Right.
Okay? You've got that big of a green. When you're out there hitting your wedges and 9-irons out practicing, you're hitting to a much smaller target area. So you would think that area, that would be a very easy target to hit. Now, we've played there. I've played there. I sat there and played, I ended up playing three rounds of golf there, actually, on the stadium course before we did the Inter Club down there one year. And I hit anywhere from a 7-iron to a 9-iron into that green when I played it. And I made everything from a 2 to a 5 on the hole.
Yep.
So it's, and I only hit it in the water once, and that was the 5.
Yeah, exactly.
But other than that, I was on the green every single time. I said, well, what's so big about this?
I've got the details, guys. It's 68 feet from front to back.
All right.
And 81 feet from side to side.
All right, so just over 35 by 40.
Yeah. Right.
Right, exactly.
Well, Ryan Fox didn't think it was so hard. On Thursday, he made a 1 there.
But before 17. He did that, he made a 3 on 16.
Yeah, he went eagle for 69. They followed it up, not so bueno, shot 76 in the second round, missed the cut. But you make a hole-in-one on 17, and you miss the cut. How about that?
He was 4 under between those two holes and shot 3 under that day.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's not doing very good. And everybody was telling, oh, we can hardly wait to see Ryan Fox in the President's Cup. And, yeah, I mean, just going on and on about him, and then he misses the cut.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so the Players' Championship, had actually started back 50 years ago.
Yep.
And at that time was called the Tournament Players Championship. And one Jack William Nicklaus was the inaugural winner, and it was actually held at Atlanta Country Club.
Right.
The tournament used to move around. So Jack wins the inaugural, and Sunday's final round was heavily delayed by weather, and 12 players were forced to finish on Labor Day the following Monday morning. Interesting how things just continue to track on some of these tournaments. The event moved to Colonial Country Club in 1975, where Al Geiberger won. Then it moved back to Florida starting in 1976 for the third edition, and it was at Inverary Country Club, the East Course at Lauderhill. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, that used to be such an iconic place to play when they had the Jackie Gleason there. Jack Nicklaus became the first two-time winner. Well, they'd only had three events, so, I mean, you know.
He won the first and the third, yeah.
Yeah, so naturally he's the first two-time winner. They only played three events. But anyway, then they finally moved in 1977 to Sawgrass, but not to TPC Sawgrass. Right. They moved to Sawgrass Country Club, and the players used to hate playing over there. The weather difference between just going across the street to Sawgrass Country Club from TPC Sawgrass was ridiculous.
Yeah. Really?
Oh,
that's pretty interesting.
The winds would just absolutely howl over there on Sawgrass Country Club.
Wow, didn't know that.
I mean, there were par fours those guys couldn't hit in two.
Right.
Wow.
It was just crazy. So bad weather conditions kept scores low in 1980. Scores low the first years at Sawgrass Country Club, but Lanny Watkins became the first player to reach double digits at the venue when he won at 10 under par. Five clear of Tom Watson.
Yeah.
Back in 1980. The Players' Championship, the first Players' Championship, Jacksonville native Mark McCumber won. How about that? There were three disqualifications that week. Jay Haas was DQ'd for playing with a bent putter on Thursday. On Friday, Davis Love III was DQ'd for playing with a bent putter. And Curtis Strange signed for an incorrect score on a hole on Saturday.
Well, isn't it interesting? Bent putters. How do putters get bent? Frustration slams is what I call.
Yeah, exactly. And that was when they first went to... is that when they were still at Sawgrass Country Club? All right. So your first winner at TPC Sawgrass was whom?
I believe it was Jerry Pate.
I believe
he jumped
you
in
are
the water there.
Correct.
So yeah,
he grabbed
Dean Beeman
and Pete Dye, and they all jumped in the lake together.
Well, it was they were pushed into the lake or pulled into the lake.
But you know what's funny is Sawgrass now is such a applauded, loved golf course. The players were absolutely brutal in their assessment of the golf course when it first came on tour.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was too hard. And it was, they softened Sawgrass.
Yes, they have,
And it's still a great golf course.
Funny, Jack Nicklaus this week said he didn't like 17.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Well, it is an iconic hole, and the water level continues to raise as golf balls get hit into and take up area in that lake.
Bo Hosler hit the 1,000th ball in tournament play into the water this week.
Yeah. I saw that. Isn't that scary to think about? All right. That's your wrap-up of some players' history. We want to let you know that you need to check out the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution. We just had two more of our loyal listeners sign up with Bill.
Great.
I'm telling you, you can't go wrong, folks. Go check them out. Take advantage of the $100 off your first month membership and free consultation when you mention the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and you'll be in. Thanks to Mina Harrigay for joining us. Thanks to Michael Henry for giving us an update on getting on and signing up for winning tickets to the Ford Championship. And thank you for tuning in and making us the number one golf show for 34 years, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Kevin McCabe's up next. Go play some golf. We're out of here.
Holla.